Hi, you guys. This is Em. I wanted to record some audios this weekend, but unfortunately, I was not in the mood to record audios this weekend. So, yeah. I decided I still wanted to do a recording in general. So, I'm doing I am recording a questionnaire. Today, I will be answering the Virgin Questionnaire by That's My Maple Candy. And if I sound kind of distracted or answer kind of slow, it's because I'm redoing my nails right now. And I have a very difficult time multitasking. Like, I'm the kind of person that, like, if I'm walking and chewing gum, I'll trip. So, not so sure this was the best idea, and I apologize that this audio is way too long. Anyways, let's get started. Question number one. If you've never had a sexual experience, skip to the next question. Question number two. If you've never masturbated before, skip to the next question. Yes, I finally get an actual question to answer. Describe the last time you masturbated. What were you thinking about? Where were you? Did your orgasm come fast or did you build up to it? Did you come more than once? The last time I masturbated was... The last time I masturbated was this morning. Let's see, I had woken up. And then I was on my phone for a bit, and then I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna get off. And then I found some audios on GWA, so I lied in bed, and I was just trying to get off while listening to audios in bed. Unfortunately, I did not get to orgasm. I actually have a really hard time orgasming, so yeah. That answers the other questions. I try pretty consistently to get off because I'm pretty pent up most of the time because I can't get off. So, like, I try every morning and every night almost, not all the time, but pretty much almost. And I think the last time I actually got off was Thursday night, possibly? Wednesday night? I don't remember. It was Wednesday or Thursday. It's whichever day it was that I squirted. That was a good day. But yeah, in general, like, I have a really hard time coming. And so if I'm ever frustrated and it shows in the way that I speak or type or whatever, then you can assume that's why. But usually that doesn't happen. I try to have a good, like, handle on my emotions. That got a little long-winded. The answer is, this morning, listening to audios, in bed, no, I did not orgasm. Oh, and that's not to say the audios weren't bad. Like, they were fantastic, and I was super turned on. I just couldn't physically get off. Anyways, next question. Question number three. Describe in exquisite detail how you would like your first or next sexual experience to go. Would you go on a date first, or would you just tear each other's clothes off and just go at it? What would you wear? Ladies, would you wear lingerie? If so, describe it. Let's see. I think I would go on a date first. Like, I really want to believe that I'm cool enough and confident enough to just, like, meet someone and be like, okay, let's go fuck. Like, there was that one thread a while back that was like, what are your fantasies or whatever? And I'm like, yeah, I would love to meet someone at a concert and just, like, go down on them. But yeah, I'm not actually that kind of person. I'm too shy. That would never happen, unfortunately. Like, I'd want it to happen, but it's not gonna happen. I would definitely go on a date first. Depending who it's with, I'd wear their cute dress. Oh my god, I would wear either a cute dress or a sexy dress. Unfortunately, none of my dresses are both cute and sexy. It's one or the other, and it really depends on whoever you're going on that date with, which dress to wear. And even then, there's no promises that I would put out on the first date, so, yeah. would I wear lingerie? Yes, I would. Unfortunately, though, a lot of my dresses are not loose and flowy, so my favorite types of lingerie would not work. I like baby dolls and stuff like that. That's not gonna work under your flip dress. I think it would just have to be, like, a sexy pair of bra and panties with garters and stockings. Because that's a good look. That's sexy and classy. Like, why not? Let's see. And since, like, the questionnaire does ask guys if they wear cologne, I'll answer that part too. Like, I would wear perfume, but I also wear perfume all the damn time. So, that's a given. So, yeah. Date first. A dress. Yes to lingerie. And yes to perfume. Question number 4. Describe in exquisite detail how you would want your partner to look. Describe their height, weight, face, dick size, breast size, overall just who they are. Are they a smarty pants? A good dresser? Related question, what would be turnoffs in this area? Rude to other people? Wacky cuckoo clock? Okay, so I find both men and women attractive. Yeah, I find both attractive. This is gonna be a long answer because I'm probably gonna have to describe both. For both, though, which makes this really easy, I prefer if they're taller than me. Simply because I guess that's the way that, like, we're socialized to believe and stuff like that. Like, taller is better, I guess. I don't know. And also it's because I'm used to being the tallest one out of all of my friends. So it would be nice to not be the tall one. In terms of weight, in terms of weight, I don't know. I'm not very good with how, like, with saying how weight is like distributed or whatever. But in general, like, I prefer people bigger than me. But, like, overall, though, I don't even know why I'm answering this question. Because, like, for me, more than anything else, it's always personal. I know, like, that's some bullshit answer that everyone's like, no, it's always what looks, it's always looks that comes first or whatever. But, like, I don't know, like, personality is always going to trump it anyways. But yeah, we'll go back to the question. For guys, I prefer they're bigger than me. Any which way, I don't really don't care. Just bigger than me. For women, I'm actually okay with, like, all types of women. I don't know why I'm so much more flexible with women, but yeah. See, like, with women, even if they're shorter than me, that's fine. Like, shorter, taller, thinner, bigger, doesn't matter. Love them all. And, like, the weird thing is that I'm not really into super cut people, but, like, with women, oh, dear God, I die. Like, crush me, please. Yeah. Okay, next question. Face. I don't know what you want me to say. I want them to have a face. Let's just say that part. Dick size. I don't know. I mean, like, in all honesty, you know from the first question that I've never had a sexual experience. So I don't really know what, which one would be preferable. I don't know. Sorry. I know, an unsatisfactory answer, but I don't know. No preference, I guess. Breast size. All sizes. Because, like, the big ones are nice to put your heads on, but then, the small ones are so cute. And, like, I'm a sucker for cute stuff, but I'm also a sucker for nice, soft, like, soft stuff for my head. I don't know. So, yeah. And now we're getting to the good part. Personality and, like, overall who they are. I do prefer people who are educated. But I feel like everyone's educated nowadays, right? But let's not make that assumption, okay? I do prefer people who have some concern about the wealth, so, like, the welfare and well-being of other people. Like, you have to care about the community around you. You have to care about the world around you. Like, you don't exist in a vacuum. You are where you are, because, like, I mean, like, a lot of people are gonna say that they are who they are because of everything that they've done, but I don't necessarily believe that. I think it's, like, you are who you are from what you've done, from how you were raised and socialized, but also, like, just chance. Like, you were born into a certain situation due to chance. It's, like, you have no control in that, so, like, you have to understand that not everyone has control in it either, I guess. Like, am I making any sense? I don't know. But yeah, like, I like people who can show care and concern for other people, rather than just themselves. So what's that? What would that be? Like, kind-hearted? There's a word. It's, like, on the tip of my tongue, and it's not coming to me. I don't know. But I also like charismatic people. I like outgoing people, because I am very introverted. It's horrible how introverted I am, but it is what it is. Let's see. I also like people who can, like, crack jokes and be self-deprecating, but, like, not to the point where they hate themselves. Because, I mean, like, I've been in, like, relationships with people who actually hate themselves, and including myself. Like, I honestly think I legitimately hated myself for a while. So, yeah. I want someone that can accept themselves, but also, like, see their own flaws, you know? Someone who's confident. Someone who, I don't know. I just like positive, outgoing, confident people. Yeah. I think. And polite and humble. Like, it's like there's a checklist right now. Yeah. But we're just listing ideals, right? good dresser would be nice. Yeah. Okay, anyways, related question. What would be turnoffs in this area? I really hate when people are rude to wait staff, or, like, people who will talk shit behind someone else's back. Like, if you can't say it to their face, you shouldn't say it behind their back. That's not okay. I also don't like people who push their ideas on other people. It's none of your business how someone else lives their life, as long as it doesn't harm someone else. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Anyways, that was a super long answer. I apologize. Question number 5. If you are a virgin, would you want to lose your virginity with another virgin? Why? If not, how experienced would you want your partner to be? And how much of a dom would you want them to be, if at all? If you were not a virgin, would you be willing to take someone's virginity? And how much of a dom, if at all, would you be? For both, would it be more romantic or more of a tutor and a lesson kind of scenario? Let's see. I think I'd be okay with either situation. Like, there are benefits to both, and I don't want to pigeonhole myself into one answer. like, I'd be okay with losing it with another virgin, because in that kind of situation, we would both be learning, like, and there wouldn't be as much of an expectation, I think, to, like, be super amazing, you know? Versus, like, if you were with someone more experienced, where it's like, sorry, I've never done this before, oh, I don't know if this is good or this is bad or whatever. Like, again, if you haven't noticed by now, I am super, super, super self-conscious in everything I do and say. So, yeah. I think I would just be really nervous. But yeah, so, like, that's the pro for, like, doing it with them, losing it to another virgin, because you would both be in the same boat, I guess. But there's also benefits to losing it to someone who's more experienced. Yeah. like, benefits to that is that it's just, well, if it's someone that you, like, can totally trust too, then it's just like, okay, look, I don't know how to do this. Can you tell me how to do this so that you feel good? Because I know how I feel good, but how can I do it to make sure you feel good as well? You know? I mean, you could do that with another version too, I guess. But yeah, like, I don't know. It's just, maybe they have more tips. I don't know. And I don't think I would want someone that would, like, immediately start off being, like, super dumb. Because I think that would freak me out. Not because of the dumb aspect, but more because, like, hey, this is my first time, let's start off slow. But not like vanilla slow. Because if you've seen my audios, you know I'm not very vanilla. But yeah, anyways, I don't know if I could pull off romantic, because I get, when I'm nervous, I laugh, and I feel like that would ruin any romantic vibe that anyone tries to create. It is most likely going to be a tutor and a lesson kind of scenario. Yeah, so that's my answer. Either is fine, and not too dom, and tutor in a lesson kind of scenario. Question number 6. Say you're at a party and you're looking to go on a nice date with someone. What are some things they can do to ensure a date and to seal the deal? I think to ensure a date, they would first of all have to initiate a conversation with me. Have something in common with me in terms of like life experience or like hobbies or something. And just in general, like, be a good person, be nice, be humble, etc. Go back to question number 4. Like, it doesn't have to be all of those, but just, like, be a decent human being. It's not that hard. And it, major props if you can get me to laugh, so, yeah. But to also seal the deal, I don't know, honestly. Like, I really want to give a good answer for that, but I don't know, because I'm the kind of person that would like freak out once it gets too serious. So yeah, I have no idea how to ensure that someone can seal the deal, but you probably have to be pretty fucking amazing, I guess. Oh, I sound like such a jerk, I'm sorry. Anyways, question number 7. What excites you most about having sex? I think for me, like, okay, so from doing all my recordings, I have definitely discovered that I like giving up control. I mean, I also really like my F-Tom audios, but in all honesty, I probably prefer being sub. And the thing is that in my daily life, I already have to have a lot of control and responsibility and stuff like that. And it's exciting to have a safe space where you don't have to be in control, but you know that whoever you're with isn't gonna like fuck you over. They'll fuck you, but they're not gonna fuck you over. So there's that. And then also endorphins. That's always good. I can always do with more endorphins. That would be nice. Yeah. I guess that's it for that question. I don't know what else excites me about it. Well, I guess also, like, being able to please someone else. Like, yeah, that'd be fun. Like, knowing that you can get someone off. I don't know! Sorry. Question number 8. Let's say you lost your virginity tonight. Who would you tell tomorrow morning? How would you tell them? Would you tell them the whole story? Or, yeah, I just had sex for the first time. If I did, I would tell my best friend. I mean, like, she's usually the first person I talk to in the morning anyways. Even if it could be through a text or, like, Messenger, like a call, whatever. Most likely it's probably gonna be Messenger because I wake up before she does. But the thing is, like, I think she would know, because okay, the first time she had sex, she sent me a message on like some messaging app, and all it said was, the first line was hey, the second line was so guess what happened. Automatically I was like, you had sex. And she was like, holy shit, how did you know? And I'm like, because I know you. And I feel like that's the same kind of situation that would happen with me if I were to lose my virginity tonight. Like, tomorrow morning, I would just be like, and she'll be like, oh, who was it? You know, like, she would know. I wouldn't even have to, like, go into detail before she would know. And then after she says it, I would give her the whole story. She would know, and she would find out everything. Nothing is safe. The only thing she doesn't know about is GWA. Because, not that she would judge me, but yeah, I haven't. I'm so self-conscious. I don't, and knowing her, she would listen to them too. So I'm like, that's gonna be my secret that I take to the grave. Anyways, next question, because I got completely off topic. I apologize. Let's talk about birth control. What would you use? What have you used? What wouldn't you use? Ladies, if you take BC, would you let the guy know? Would you want him to come in your pussy? I would use, well, like, I used to use the pill. I'm in the process of switching over to IUD. But I mean, like, I'm pretty open to using, like, every kind of contraceptive that works. Like, don't tell me you're gonna try using a Ziploc bag or something like that. That's not happening, okay? If I was on BC, I don't think, like, if it was gonna be like a one-time sex thing, I don't think I would tell them that I was on BC, because I'd prefer to be safer than sorry, and I wouldn't want to be pressured into doing it raw or whatever. And especially if it's like a one-time thing, no, I do not want to get stuck with a child from someone that I'll never see again. Like, yeah. But like, if it's someone that like I'm in a long-term relationship with, yeah, for sure they can know that I'm on BC. For sure they can come in my pussy, because, honey, cream pies are fucking hot, okay? Yeah. That's my answer. Question number 10. Speaking of coming, where would you want the cum to be? Inside, in your mouth, or on your body? Can we do all of the above? Because I would really like all of the above. And then question 11. Without mentioning a username, talk to your GWA crush about how much they turn you on, what do they do to get you horny, and what would you, and would you have sex with them in the way you described it as question 3? What was question 3? Oh. Eh. I'm just gonna skip this question. Sorry, I'm a chicken. Anyways, thank you for listening to this super long and rambly audio. I hope you all have a fantastic night. Ta-ta.